ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Nun Gimel. Afnugimom Aleph is quite a pasha to Amud, so Beizesh will go to Afnugimom Beis. The more reason I'm dais the toner abonon aloye kesem metama atzma bekotchim lafreya. Divrei Rebbe b'shem lozo oimer kotchim metama atzma einu metama shaloye hekisma chom riyoso. In order to understand over here what's going on in the braise, let's go back to the Mishnah Beizim Aleph. The Mishnah Beis says kol anoshim dayin shaiton. A woman sees dam dayin shaiton. She's only tomei. From this man to Ian on, Hill Oime me pkid la pkide, va fuli yom habe, va chom oim loike divri ze, va loike divri ze la me eis leis. Me etes al yad me pkid la pkide, me pkid la pkide me etes al yad me eis leis. What does that mean to say? A woman sees dam, so she comes to me when she sees dam, but there's a chshash that could be that when this Isha saw dam, it really came out of the Mekor. Beforehand, and that which is, it only came out of her body now is because Hemidua Koyse Beserechem, the Koyse Beserechem held the dam inside. So the Mokhati Bistapik that she told me the Mafreya. Bishami says, Dayan Shaitan, Remaim and the Cheskes Tahira, it's only a Suffolk, she only told me Kalan Abba. But he still holds, she's a Chum, that we hold Aloche, she's told me the Mafreya, May Ace La Ace, back in 24 hours, she's Tomei. The Gemara explains what the Chesna Me'eslais is in the first parak. So she gets Tomei back Mafreya Me'eslais, or till the last time she made a Bedike. If she made a Bedike, then you know surely there was no, the dam did not come out, and it wasn't being held back by the Koyste Beis Erechem, because then she would have found the dam. So the halacha is, you go to the shorter period of time. Either Me'eslais, or if there's a Bedike within the Me'eslais, you go back to the Bedike. The Brayis of here is discussing a one more point. Sorry, one more point. Halacha is that the tumah of mafreya is only for kochim and tairis, not for chulin. And Chazal were only machmir against kochim and tairis. For chulin, Chazal were not machmir. The Brayis of here is discussing what's halacha. A woman sees a kesem. A woman sees a kesem. So the also mokti matam mafreya. But the mokti matam mafreya is not because what the Mishnah Beis is discussing, because maybe the dam came out and was held back by the Kesem Beis Erechem. By Kesem, it's a much more simpler chash. She finds a stain now. She has no idea when the blood came out of her body. She's finding the Kesem now. So, was a Mokhtim of Tamim Afreya. Says the Braise, says Rebbe, she is Tamim Afreya. Metamim Afreya. Roy Kesem, Metam Atzim, Kosham Afreya. The Rebbe holds the Tom Mafreya, and over here the shear is not Me'eis Leis. Over here the shear is as far back as you can go. Rashi explains, Ad Shas HaKibus. You go back all the way to Shas HaKibus, and she's Tomei all the way back, all the way to the last time the beggar was washed, or the beggar was put on her. So the furthest point Shaykh that the stain come out of her body, she's Tomei. Reb Shimon also says, "Kochim metame atzma ina metame shlei chis kisma chomri also." The way the Gemara Maskana is that Reb Shimon also says, "You're not talking mafreya, only a meisleis. Why shlei kisma chomri also? We don't want the kesem to be more chomer than her iya. When the isha has her iya, she's only tamei till meisleis, not more than that. So to by kesem, you only tell me till a meisleis, not more than that." Shaloye kisma chomum ri'asa. It shouldn't be that a kesem is more chomum than ri'iyah. And therefore, we're only with time of the mafreya, up to Emes Leis. So comes the Lachal Maise, according to Debbie, she's Tavim Afreya till Shas Kibus. According to Shimon Lazar, she's Tavim Afreya only until Emes Leis, not more than that. It comes out, according to Shitas Rebbe, that a kesem is metam mafreya more than a normal ri'iyah. Normal ri'iyah is only talmud meisleis, and according to kesem, it's talmud till shas kibus. The loshon tosefta peregim alocha aleph is Rebbe Omer hichmiru b'ksamim yesem min ri'iyah shal kesem metam mafreya v'ri'iyah ain metam elam meisleis. And that's what Reb Shmuel is saying. That it doesn't make sense. Lo yikis mechomer yasa. We can't metame a kesem more than the ri'iyah. Now we have to understand over here why, according to Rebbe, is a kesem more tamim afreya than a ri'iyah. A ri'iyah also we have a chashash that maybe came out of the kor and we do kesem b'sedechem. And after pikein we find the chazal only metame afreya till meisleis, not more than meisleis. Although be'etzem b'shayish shayich the dam came out even before meisleis. Chazal worked with time so far back. Only Meisleis, the Gemara explains the reason what the Chesmer Meisleis is. But upon we see that we're not Matam Afreya as far back as it's possible the dam was. However, here we're saying, you're Matam Afreya as far back as possible. And even Reb Shimon Lazar, who's Choylik, it's Mavur in the Braise, that's a positive Svara, Lo Yekisma Choma Miriyasa. It's not mistab, the kesem should be more chum than the ri'iyah. It's mavur and shum lazar, me'ikah the dina, be'etzem he understands that a kesem should be more chumur, and a kesem has more of a reason to be tamei mafreya, just in order that shouldn't come out, something was funny, the kesem is more chum than the ri'iyah, therefore tamei tamei mafreya, although be'etzem, there is a mokati be'tamei kesem more than the ri'iyah. What's the pshat? Why be'etzem should a kesem be more chum than the ri'iyah? The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tumas Mishkav Moish Valocha Vav says as follows: Aroya Kesem Tamei El Mafreya Ad Eisa Pekide V'chein HaBeged Shadim Tzolov Aksamim Tamei El Mafreya. Kesem Mishkav Medayik the Rambam that the Rambam Valocha Vav when discusses Riyas a Pashat Riyah, he says he Metamei the shortest man either Meis Leis or Ad Eisa Pekide. When it comes to Kesem, the Rambam says Tamei El Mafreya. Adapakida. You go back even more than Meisleis. Even Yomim Rabim, Ad Shasabadikit, even Yomim Rabim. So Kesem Mishneh wants to explain what's the Pshat, why is by Kesem more Chomer? So he brings down from Marie Kolkis, Bezal Loshen, the Ilu Roya Ato, Ein Tam Lahachem Olel Mafreya, Beyoisim Meisleis. Omnom, Ksomim, She'eni Yodas, Mosa yotze dam zeh megufe yeish lehachmir kloimar the samuch loimar the samuch lepki the yotze says the Rikulkis normal ear there's an eel for neinu right now she's seeing blood coming out of her body so they were not machmir mafreya more than meisleis however by kesem which we have no idea when the dam came out of her body over there metame all the way back until zman apikide. I think, what does he mean to say? What's the Oymik HaDvorim? I think what he means to say is that Be'emes in Mishnah Nabeis, Isha sees Dam, Be'ed said, we see the Fonein or Riyah's Dam right now. We see something happening now. Riyah's Dam. When we're saying that maybe what happened was it came beforehand, and we're clearing, we're mistapik to Mechadish, something else which we don't see the Foneinu. So with here, the whole chash is less of a chash. It's a mechadish a new tzad. We're being mechadish, being mistapik, the mechadish a new tzad, that maybe something else happened. However, when you have a kesem, it's a proper suffix. There's a stain for neinu, and it came out sometime, we have no idea when. So this svare, this suffix is a much stronger suffix. So therefore, there's a much bigger mokadim machmir in the suffix of the kesem than a suffix of a normal riyas dam, and therefore chazal more machmir. And this svara says in the chedusha Rashi, we'll see shortly, and he's discussing something else, and Reb Meir Simcha in the Rambam and Hilchas Surah Biyah in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel also is marech in this svara. Akapanim, that's the chayyur, the bira inyan. That's why kesem be'etu should be more chamor, because kesem, by kesem, we have no re'ilah for name of bechlal. It's a proper suffix, and be'etzem should be talking all the way back. And it's cholik in re'iyah. And therefore, Rebbe holds a lachal ma'isir. He's more chamor. Shimon Lozer holds not like that, because he says, asenu svare, shay kis mechamri asa, although be'etzem, there is a bigger mokhati machamir, but since kesem is only the abonon, and re'iyah is the da'isir, it's gonna look funny if you can mitame kesem more than re'iyah. So that's why he holds kesem is also only up to meisleis. It's interesting that the Kesem Mishneh is medayik from the Rambam, that over here it's Tommy more than Meisleis, and he brings it out from Marie Kurkus as Svare, as if the Rambam is own Chiddush, as if the Marie Kurkus is in Chiddush something, a B in the Rambam, but ever since it's this look, it's a Braisa Ruch over here, that's from Gimel Beis, that Roya Kesem, Metama Atz, Lukachel Mafreya, Rebbe says that it's more than Meisleis. And I also saw in Kiveger, they have in the new Rambams of Kiveger, in Gilyon Rambam is Medayik, like the Rambam from a Brais in Avamu Medalif. The Brais says, Tanika Vosade Rova, Royodam Metama Meisleis. And then when the Brais discusses Kesem, it says, Royod Kesem Metama Lima Freya. So the Kiveger says, the Brais is a different lotion. When it comes to Dam, it says Meisleis. When it comes to Kesem, it says Lima Freya. So it's a right for Rambam that a kesem is more chomer than dam. So from Shapella, it wasn't a brayer from a brayer from a brayer a dig from a brayer. It's a mafurish brayer over here. Shita Rebbe. The Rebbe says that the tumah goes like mafreya and it's more chomer than re'iyah. If he only means to bring him a car, then maybe that's what we pass in halacha. But the ikah could be at the kavanah of kivega. But the ikah halacha is mefurish abraisa. I find in Avi Ezri that he's matame on the kesef mishnah and the rikurkis take what's the mashmas its own Rambam's own chiddush. But that's what's mefurish abraisa by us. Akaponim, there's an interesting thing we said over from the Rambam. The Rambam says that over here he's with matame mafreya. More than Meisleis. The Rambam says it's Metame Mafreya ad Eisa Pekida. Rashi says it's Metame Mafreya ad Eisa Kibus. The Rambam says ad Eisa Pekida. What does Eisa Pekida mean? Till the last time she checked herself. So the Rambam Lachoy is a Pele Gedoyle. The Musig that Pekida, her checking herself helps, we find that based on Med Aleph. The Ravadir, she's only telling Mafreya till Zmana Pekida. The Rambam is saying the same thing I have over here also, the only telling Mafreya till Pekida, till the Badika. More than Meisleis, till the last time she checked herself. The Chayyur is a Pella. Over there, it's moving hative. What's the Chshash? The Chshash is, Dam is coming out of her body now. Maybe the Dam really came out of the Mekar, and it was inside her body, and only ran out, came out later. So over there, if she made a Badika, surely there was no blood inside her body. But over here by Kesem, what's the Chshash? You're finding a stain, maybe the blood came out, I think she found a stain on Thursday. Maybe the dam came out on Sunday. And she only found the kesem and the stain on Thursday. So the dam is saying, you only tell me till the last time she's bedik herself. I think she checked herself on Monday. Only tell me back till Monday. What does the bedika help you? The bedika is a bedika on her body. The dam doesn't say till the last time she was bedik the beged, the last time she's bedik herself. What does it help she's bedik herself? So there was no, so at that point of the time, there was no dam in her. But could be dam came out on Sunday, and she stained on Sunday. The dam came totally out of her body. And therefore, she's tummy. She didn't find any blood on the bedike, doesn't tell us anything that there was no stain from beforehand. That's a chura pele gedoyle on the Rambam. The Siddi Taire, in Siddi Kuf Tzadi, Siddi Kut Ayin Dalid, is Mevar, a Bia Nifle in the Rambam. He says that since she made a Badike, she has a Cheskas Taira. And since she has a Cheskas Taira, we're not mistapik to Metame beforehand. What does he mean to say she has a Cheskas Taira? If now we see a Kesem, we're declaring that maybe she was Tommy at that point. So he's saying over here a tremendous Musik, that a Cheskas Taira doesn't mean that we know for sure she was tar. When she was nischazik lefaneinu, we see tahira, we saw lefaneinu tahira. She was bodik herself. We saw her as an isha tahira. That tells us, don't clear. Don't be mistapik about that time. So although in truth, if the kesem came off it beforehand, it comes out that she really was tummy at that point, but the actual fact that we see her as an isha tohir lefaneinu, that tells us, don't be mistapik at that time. So Kolzman, there's no badike, we didn't have any beer, we didn't see her as an isha tohira, so we're mistapik. But in this man that we saw as an isha tohira, because we made a badike, we see her as an isha tohira, that tells us not to be mistapik, and that's why back to Pekide, she's not tummy. It's a tremendous chiddush, but kaponim, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. So it comes out l'choyim b'choykes, Rambam and Rashi pashas mashma, ad eisa kibus, this chiddush that kida helps by ksamim, we don't find in Rashi, but that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that ksamim do help. There's an interesting shaila, Rashi says that the kesem is talmid ad eisa kibus. L'choyim, on top of that, you should have another meisleis, because we know the first time it could have been that she stained was then. So we know it came, the dam came on her body. Let's say the last time she washed the beged was Sunday. So it can't be more than Sunday. So we say she's tummy from Sunday. Why only from Sunday? Now we know that she stained at that time. Could be the dam came out of a mekar 2 days before that. Or a mace days before that. And it only came out of her body on Sunday. Just like every year's dam is metamel mafreya meis leis, so to be every kesem, say it's metamel mafreya meis leis, it could be came out of her body beforehand. The Chassam Sofer and the Afkimah Mad'alif discussed the Shaila, and he wants to say the reason why it's not tame is because of Svek Sveike. Kesem is Bechala Sofik, and on top of that you have a Sofik, maybe the dam came beforehand, so much we're not metame. V'yesh, there's a mokum to answer this question. Other ways, a kopam is an interesting shaila. The Rambam seems to pass the foolish, like we mentioned before, from the Rambam, like Shitas Rebbe, that mitamel mafreya, not like Rav Shimon Lozer, you don't say, lo yikis mechomeri also. However, there's a big pel in the Rambam, because the Rambam, perek tesmi, surah biya, halacha gimel, says that kesem, is only mitame me'eisleis. It's mamash astir gedoyel l'rambam, the chrinu ha'marech in this, hatim yash l'rambam. It's interesting over here that in Mishpat, in my Gemara of the old Gemaras, he's mitzayin on the reish of the braise, Devei Rebbe, he's mitzayin the Rambam in Surah Biya, which is a pella, because the Rambam in Surah Biya seems to be saying Shimon Gamliel. He should have been mitzayin the Rambam in Chastumash Mishka v'moyshav, which over there, he paskins like Rebbe. Toisvis, ask me here, Kashe. If Shimon Lozer says that it can't be kiss mechomri also. For Toisvis, the Mishnah from the Beis Mabei says that Haroi kiss mechomri kul kelis. Shimon kul kelis to minyona, which is better mentioned the Braisa also in the Bava Mad Aleph. Shimon kul kelis to minyona. So it comes out that each who sees a kesem, she gets messed up her whole cycle. She doesn't know when her may need is, may ziv is. However, a ish who's roi adam, a normal re'ia, although she's metamal mafreya for kodshim and for tairis, but eina mekukelis l'minyana. When it comes to the mingin, she's not mekukel l'minyana. She only counts from the shas re'ia, as they shek mefurish in the braist of omadalif. So frek toisvis, it comes out that kisma is chomri also. We see clearly that kisma is chomri also. A woman sees a kesem, she's mkul kelas minyana. However, when she sees a normal ri'ez dam, she's enim mkul kelas minyana. And for Toisvis, that enichanami, according to Shimon Lozer, the mkul kelas minyana only goes back only till meisleis, not more than that. Because like kisma chomri also, we only mistopic mafreya that maybe she saw beforehand only after meisleis. Meaning to say, according to Debbie, we mistopic mafreya from shas kibus. According to Shimon Lozer, we mistopic mafreya only till meisleis. It comes out that without machlokes, Debbie and Shimon Lozer told how far back she's matame is not only gay kachem tayis, it's also negaya mukukal simonyon. Tayis asks, but even so, it still comes out kisim chomri also. Because true, we're saying according to Shimon Lozer, the mikul kelas l'minyana is only till meisleis, but by a normal year, you bechlala mikul kelas l'minyana, even till meisleis not. You only start counting from the year itself. We only go back to meisleis for kachem and tayis, not from kelas l'minyana. So Tosis answers, that Yishloimad Lechayis of Shimon Elazar El Shri Kisma Chomri Asa Bizman the time is Yisum Eislais. He only has a problem Kisma Chomri Asa that it shouldn't be told me further back more time, but the dinim of that time that he has no problem the Kesem should be more Chomri than Re'iyah. So Reb Nevi said he could back be told me till Shas Kibos that he had a problem that's called Kisma Chomri Asa. According to Shimon Elazar, only tell a meisleis. That's not kisma chomri asa. Although in the meisleis itself, the dinim of the safik by kesem is more chomri riyah. That's not considered kisma chomri asa. The beer and thesis is, like we said before, that Reb Shimon Elazar be'etzem agrees that kesem has more of a reason to be mistapik lemafreya than a riyah. Because a riyah, you have a riyah lefanecha. Mashenkin and Kesem, we have no idea b'chlau when the Re'iyah was. He agrees to that. He's coming with a new svare. Lo yikisu chomri asa, kilu eina bedin, tzachucha tlule. It looks funny that a Kesem should come more chomri Re'iyah. In order to take care of the problem, lo yikisu chomri asa, it's enough that in the time you're going back, you're not going back more time by Kesem than Re'iyah. But that there should be a bigger chomer, that's not over there you don't have a problem of lo yikisu chomri asa. Rashi, the Vavod Aleph, Derech Agav explains, Einim Kukal Simyona, by normal Re'iya, Einim Kukal Simyona, do Vadai, Mehashto, Havya Pesach Lidusa, Uliyoyim Shmini Liriyosi Yeschilu, Vrabbanon Legozum, Meisleis El Tahiris, Avakabik Somim, Loyadinon Amos Nafik Mina, Veinam Oyun Shivir Yomim, Dukudim Tvila, El Mishosha Rasa, Vechem Beke, I'm sorry, So Rashi is really, in truth, saying this far, we said from the Rikurkis before, that the difference between a Re'iyah and a Kesem, he means this far, the Rikurkis, B'chal don't know when the Re'iyah is. The Rashi says not like Toysvis, that according to Shem Elazar agrees, all the way back to Shasa Kibus. And Tosis asks, it comes out Kisma Chomer Yasa. So he explains, Kisma Chomer Yasa is only that when we're going back in Tumul Mafreya. The Mafreya, the Kesem is more Chomer Iyah. But when we discuss him Kukalas Vinyana, we're not discussing Mafreya. We're discussing the Dina of the Tumah, Mikano Lahaba. That she's messed up. So that, over there, you don't have a problem of Kisma Chomer Yasa. The Rashi explains, And he explains as follows. We have a Re'iyah Vada Lefaneinu, a Re'iyah Sofik maybe Shto yesterday, Eine Bedin, that Sofik Shemoy Tzvidei Vada. Aval Kesem, Av Shas Metzi Osoi La Vada Hu. Vehilkoch Metzi Osoi Vichshoshoi Hakul Sofik. Hilkoch Hakul Chavim Kulkel Semenyono Vikan Ulehaba. So this is what we said before, the svara of the Rikurkis is really Merubas and the Rajb over here. The Rajb is saying when he gave different Akuda, but a Kupan of Nikas svara is mentioned by him. And the Rajb holds up that the whole problem of Kisu Chomri Asa is only when he gave him a Freya, when he killed some Yonam, when he gave him a Kalal Haba, and that we don't have a problem at all of the Kisu Chomri Asa, and Rebbe Shem Lazar Maskim, that when he killed some Yonam, goes all the way back to Lushas Hakibus. Let's continue on in the Amud. Tonu Rabbonon, Roas a Kesem v'achach Roas a Dam, Toi l'kisma b'ri osa me'eis le'eis. Dile Rebbe, Reb Shimon Melozo, Oy me'a yoy moy. What does that mean to say? If a Isha sees a Kesem, so, the Braise said beforehand, the first Braise, that she's metamal mafreya. The Braise is telling us that there's certain cases they not metamal mafreya. When's that? She saw a Kesem, and after she saw a Re'iyah, a Re'iyah is dam. Toil kisem b'ri asa. With toil the kesem Re'iyah. Meaning to say that with toil that this kesem, this staining is the beginning of her Re'iyah. The Isha, we see she's starting to see dam nida. So we could assume that this kesem was the aschole of that ri'ir. The aschole of that ri'ir. And therefore, we now matam mafreya. Stam is a kesem. Stam a kesem. We say we don't know when this kesem came. But since we see that Isha saw afterwards, we could assume that this kesem was the beginning of that ri'ir, and therefore we don't go back retroactively. We could assume that this is the beginning of the ri'ir, and from the time of the kesem, the latest point possible, we say that's when she saw the blood came out of her body. Says Rebbe, that which we're saying, that if the kesem is close to the ri'ir, we assume that the kesem was the beginning of the ri'ir, there has to be some shear. How far apart is the kesem of the ri'ir that we can assume that the kesem is the beginning of the ri'ir? Meisleis, as long as the ri'ir was within a meisleis of the kesem, we can assume that the kesem is the aschol of the ri'ir, and therefore, b'kai gavne, the kesem would not matam and afrei at all. Shimon also says, I agree to you this, such a loche, that when you have the kesem and ri'ir afterwards, we can assume the kesem is the aschol of the ri'ir, but they have to be closer up, they have to be closer together. It's not enough that within 24-hour period, it has to be the same day. I mean, they say, if in the morning and in the afternoon, before Shkia, you saw the Ri'iyya, then we could put the Kesem and the Ri'iyya together. However, if the Ri'iyya, it was only after Shkia, so although they were within one 24-hour period, but since it's now the same day, then we cannot be told the Kesem and the Ri'iyya, and this Kesem will have a din of a normal Kesem, which is Metam and Mafreya. What's an afkamin? It's metam l'mafreya. So, it's metam l'mafreya. Even if Shimon Lozza agrees that a kesem is metam l'mafreya, he just says, l'yikis mechom also, that it's not metam l'mafreya till Shas Kibus, but he does agree that it's metam l'mafreya back to a meisleis. So, as long as the kesem wasn't within the same day of the ri'iyah, has a dinim normal kesem, and therefore it's metame back a meisleis. And it's mefurish Rashi, it's nekudah that according to Shimon Lozza, afkamin is that goes back to a meisleis. Another afkamin will be that's mekalas l'minyana. When you toil a kisim riyasa, you don't have a dinam mekalas l'minyana. When you not toil a kisim riyasa, it is mekalas l'minyana. So it comes out this dinam the brayis toil a kisim riyasa. We have two afkaminis. Firstly, benegeya mitamel mafleya kotchim entiris. Secondly, benegeya aloche of wherever you toil a kisim riyasa, and we assume the kesem is the skull of the ri'iyah, you're not mikulkeles l'minyano. The Brayis continues on, Omer Rebbe nidin dvorah midvorai. It's more mistabek than when I said, shuhu misakna v'ani ma'avso, because I'm making worse off for her, and he's being misakna her. So Rashi explains what's the inyan of being misakna. Rashi says, "Kevun the ksam the rabbanon, since tumas ksam is only rabbanon, nidin divrei amekel, it mails from establishing like the mekel, not like the machmir." It's interesting when we're discussing the issue of the metamal mafrei, the tumah. So then it's an only question of the rabbanon. So ever when we're discussing the inyan of mikukalas minyana, then it's not a shayl of the Rabbonans, like we mentioned in the Mishnah, because the dinim kalsa minyana has nothing to do with tumas ksamim. The actual fact that she saw makes that her you may need to start from that point. So that's not clear to me over here. Why are we saying over here that the Rabbonan, when the nidin of toilet kisim yasa is not only negeya mitam mafreya, is also negeya kalsa minyana? Unless we'll say enechanami, but negeya that is not being machriya, it's only machriya, but negeya the tumul and mafreya of kotchim and tires, which Rashi Take does, is mevayah the Brayis, so that we're discussing that. However, other Rishayim say clearly that the Brayis is discussing also kalas miyana. So then this will be a problem. L'choyer, that's not a shayla of the Rabbonans, that's a shayla of the Brayis. The Gemara asks that misakna avusei ma'avislo. It's the other way around. Reb Shimon Lozza is a machmir. Reb Shimon Lozza says the only toilet kisim riyasa, if the kesem and the ri'iyah were closer together than the same day, but if they're beforehand, we don't put them together, and then the kesem is a din of normal kesem, which metam mafreya. Says the more epoch, switch them around, and say, Rashi says, nirin dvorai midvorov, what I'm saying is more mistaber, because I'm being meikel. Taisis has another pshat, interesting, that maybe epoch means shuhuma av savanim esakna, but machmer adif, it's better to be machmer. It's interesting, because generally in Shas, the klal is halacha d'vrei meikel, but like upon him, maybe it means to be sofik, when it's a sofik, it's better to be machmer. The Gemara says, if nachmer omar lo'olam lo'y tepoch, leave it as it is. The pshat says follows, shuhuma sakin el chayseli de zive, what he means to say is that Shimon Lozer is misakin chesel deziva, and I'm a aves chesel deziva. So Rashi over here explains a fascinating thing that when it comes to ziva, Reb Shimon Lozer is making it better for her, and I'm making it worse off for her. Rashi says a gevaldige chiddush. If you hold toilet kissam b'riyasa. And we say, we assume that this kesem is the beginning of Yemei Nidus. So, the cheshbon always of Yemei Nidus and Yemei Ziva, like we discussed in the Afnum Beis and Mabeis, is from the beginning of Yemei Nidus continue on for 7 days. From the beginning, the first year of Yemei Nidus, it continues on for 7 days. And afterwards starts Yemei Ziva. Says Rashi, when the Isha sees a kesem, and after the year, if the kesem and the ri are not next to each other, and we don't look as the kesem as the haschole of the nidus, so we'll start counting yemei nidus from the ri. However, when you have toilet kesem b'ri also, and we assume that the kesem was the beginning of the nidus, then we'll start counting the yemei nidus from then. And says Rashi, I'll be two nafkaminis on that. The first nafkamina will be that she'll go to the mikveh after 7 days from the kesem, not after 7 days from the year, after 7 days from the kesem, she'll go to the mikveh, because we assume that this kesem is the schol of the year's nidus, so therefore, we'll start counting the yemei nidah from the year's kesem. And after 7 days of the year's kesem, she'll go to the mikveh, even though it's only 6 days after the year mamish. The second half kamina will be that right after that we'll start Yemei Ziva. And if she'll see, 6-7 days after the Re'iyah, which is 8 days after the Kesem, that Re'iyah on the 8th day will have a din of Yemei Ziva. So if you're not Toilet Kesem B'Riyasa, so we start counting Yemei Nida from the first day of the Re'iyah, so it comes out that the 7th day of the Re'iyah is not considered Re'iyah Ziva, it's Re'iyah Nida. We see as we're still within Yemei Nida. However, if we start counting Yemei Nida from the Kesem, it comes out up into 6 days into the year is still Yemei Nida. The 7th day is 8 days after the Ascholas Yemei Nida. The Re'iyah, we have a din of Re'iyah Ziva. Says Rashi, it comes out of Chumrah in, according to the Rebbe, over Reb Shimon Lazar. Since the Rebbe says, Toilet Kesem B'Riyasa, as long as the Kesem and the Re'iyah are within Meis Leis, it comes out that when, in the case that the Kesem and the Re'iyah are within Meis Leis, we start counting Yemei Nida from the Kesem, and on the 8th day of the after the Kesem, will be that, if there'll be a Re'iyah that day, we'll have a din of a Re'iyah of Ziva, and you need Shemer Sim Kineged Yoyim. If there'll be another 2 days after that, you'll have a din of Zava Gedoylo, and you'll need Shemen Akiyim. However, according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, Toilet Kesem B'Riyasa only have be Yoyimoy. However, if within a Meis Leis, you're not Toilet Kesem B'Riyasa. So if so, we don't look at the Kesem as that's Cholas Yemei Nida. We'll start counting Yemei Nida as, but only by the Re'iyah. So it comes out 8 days after the first Kesem is still Soif Nida, because the Nida first started on the first day of the Re'iyah, it's the 7th day of the Re'iyah. So that the Re'iyah on the 8th day after the Kesem will not have a din of Re'iyah Ziva, will have a din of Re'iyah Nida, and it will not be Mistah after the 2 days afterwards. So it comes out that there's that more Machmir, and I'm making a problem for her in Ziva. However, according to Shimon Lazar, Misakli Al-Khasad Ziva. Rashi points out, an interesting thing that comes out, on one hand, there is a Chumr according to Rebbe, that the Re'i on the 8th day will be a Re'i Ziva. On the other hand, there's a Kulin Rebbe, According to the Rebbe, you can go into the mikveh after 6 days of Re'iyah, which is 7 days to the Kesem. And according to the Shimon Lazar, you can only go to the mikveh after 7 days of Re'iyah, 8 days from the Kesem. Seemingly, but that the fact that he's being makel menigeziva is considered more of a kula. I'm sorry, that which Shem Lozor is being makel kapeziva is considered more of a kula than the fact that he's machmir benigay going to the mikveh. Now, Ramban, and really Tosfos is misoyer in the Shaya, but Ramban speaks it out more clearly, is metama the Rashi. How could Rashi say that we're counting over here from the Kesem, Ksam's only Rabbanon. And this Kasha is the Ramban seemingly asking on both parts of Rashi. Firstly, but again, that was Rashi says he go to the mikveh after 6 days, that's Ramsha Pella. If the Kesem, the Tumah only first started from the Re'iyah, but the Reise, and the Kesem, but the Reise not Tumah, had to be Sakan 7 days from then. And secondly, Benegeya, the Cheshbit of you may need it. Meaning to say, that Ramban holds, when it comes to the Cheshbit of you may need it, and you may zive, that's dependent on a Re'iyah Matamis. Now, like we said earlier on this year, left on days and days, that when it comes to the Cheshbit of you may need it, as long as the Re'i, even if the Re'i is not Matame, we consider that the Asol of you may need it. Ramban calls clearly that the only Re'i which could count for the Asol of you may need it is the Re'i Matamis. A Re'i Shalei Ba'Gosha, which is not Matame, is not considered Re'i, and you may need it only start from a Re'i Ba'Gosha. And Mel, he says the Ramban that it won't have a Chumre of Ziva, because when it comes to the Pesach Nidoso, we count from the Re'iyah, not from the Kesem, because Kesem is only Rabbanan. So this is Pelag Gedolah Rashi. So as we mentioned before, on the Cheshbon of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, that could be the Rashi holds. That's not dependent on Re'iyah Matamis, that's dependent on Re'iyah. However, but again, the first din of Rashi, the Rashi says that you go to the mikveh after 7 days from the kesem, that's ramesh pilei plom. Nida's tmeya for 7 days. And within 7 days, she's a suri labailo. How could he sakana from the kesem? The kesem is not matami her. The chalois tumas nida was only chalot re'iyah. So it could be, but again, the cheshbon of you may nida, you may ziva, you could say that a re'i of Shalei Ba'Gosha is already dam nida. It's dam nida, and you already started the main nida. But when you get tuma shiva is dependent on the tuma. Chalois tuma only happened with the re'i of mamish, not with the kesem. So how could that be? The Rashi holds that you start counting from then. It's interesting. Tosfos asks a Rashi, but Tosfos doesn't ask because of the Ramban's kasha. Because some is only Rabbanon. Tosfos asks because Toile Kisim B'Riyasa is only Misafik, Sana Vadai. It could be Toile Kisim B'Riyasa, but it's not 100% Borer at the Kesem is the Aschol of the Re'iyah that you should go to Kula Akadei Kach to be Toivel. But it's Mashman, it's Mavur in Tosfos that the Ikem Musig of Rashi, he agrees to that Toile Kisim B'Riyasa could make a dinner, could go to the mikveh after 6 days. Tosfos' problem is only the Toile Kisim B'Riyasa. He's not something which is 100% vadai, the kesem, is a schol of the Re'iyah. So the pel of the Ramban is chal on Tosfos also. How could the bichlal be a nidin over here? You go to the mikveh after 6 days, and you count the tumas nidah from the kesem, some only rabbonon. Says the Siddur Torah that we had on the Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, that there's certain cases that Aglayim Adavar tells us to assume that the Kesem was a Re'iyah there with her Agosha, and she forgot about her Agosha. For example, we had over there that if she saw two Re'iyahs with proper Re'iyahs, and after she found the Kesem, there was a Habim in the Gemara Kopanim, a few other Shalim in the Maskone, that over there we'd say that Aglayim Adavar at the Re'iyah, the Kesem was really a Re'iyah with Bahagosha, like a normal Re'iyah, just like the first two Re'iyahs. Says this, in the Taira, Toile Kisim Re'iyasa, that which had a Re'iyah after the Kesem, tells us to assume that the Kesem is a part of the Re'iyah, and we should assume that in truth, the Kesem was really Eriyah Ba'agoshe, just that she forgot about it. Just like that the Reglaim Dover over there, the Reglaim Dover tells us to say that it's a Kesem with Eriyah. We mentioned in the Shirin Afnum Beis Mabeis that Siretaya learns up in Shikas Rashi. Rashi holds you don't need Agosha at all. The whole Din Agosha is only to prove to us that the Re'iyah is Migufa, not Me'alme. So according to that, it would be easy over here. The Toilet Kisra would also be a Glaimodava to say, he sees she's seeing blood afterwards. Mistome, the Kesem, is also a Kesem, which is Migufa, just like the Re'iyah afterwards. And although a normal Kesem Mistapik may became Me'alme, over here, we see that the Shi'i is seeing blood. We may assume that this Kesem, if it's close up to the Re'iyah, that it's a part of the Re'iyah, and we never bevadai that it's Megufa, and therefore the Tumah starts from that point. And Taisis would agree to all this. Taisis is just asking, Toilet Kisra Miryasa is not a Vada, it's only a Safik. If Toilet Kisra Miryasa be a Vadai, then you're correct. But if you hear Toilet Kisra Miryasa is only a Safik, and therefore only could help, and again, the Bonin Kedinim of Matam Mafreya, when a Yeh went to start Yemei Nida, I'm sorry, went to start the Tumas Nida, will not help. What comes out interesting is that Rashi also in the Sugya does not touch upon this point at all, that the Toilet Kisra Miryasa is helping out B'nai Yeh Mevar, that we should take on and assume that this Kesem is from her, not Me'alme, that not like every other Kesem. Rashi only discusses the whole Toilet Kisra Miryasa, B'nai Yeh, from Mistapik Mafreya, not Mistapik Mafreya. The way this Ritai is learning, it comes out that the Toilet Kisra Miryasa is really doing two things. A normal Kesem, or Mistapik Mafreya, we hear not Mistapik Mafreya. Secondly, a normal Kesem is not Bore B'chlaos Megufa. And through Toilet Kisra Miryasa, we assume that's Megufa. It makes the Kesem, the Kesem de Rabbanon, the Kesem de Raisa. This is a very interesting thing, which is not B'chlaos mentioned in the Rashi. What's a bigger pella is that Rashi, in the Maskel, near Dvar Midvarai, says clearly that the Kesem is on the Rabbonon. It's Tumas Ksam on the Rabbonon. So it's clear in that Rashi that it has the same din of the Rabbonon and Ksamim. Seemingly, the Siddhartha means to say that which Rashi said Ksam on the Rabbonon is only until Rav Nachman. In Rav Nachman, the Gemara is Mechadish that Toilet Kisra Miryasa makes him the Kesem the Raisa. This is very sosum and Rashi. There should be a whole new Chiddush over here. The Gemara is Mechadish that in Rav Nachman, the Ksam the Rabbanon, and that although usually Ksam the Rabbanon, now Ksam the Raisa, until now we would go and Kesem the Rabbanon, and the Gemara is now be Mechadish Rav Nachman, that Toilet Kisra Miryasa can make it the Kesem in the Kesem the Raisa. I was thinking to say a chiddush gadol ma'od. I'm not sure if I have a shus to say such a chiddush, so I'm just suggesting it, and I'm giving over to the choshev v'shoyim yashir to be done if it's bechal nitin le'omer. I would say it like this form say lulu d'mistapina mechaviloi. In the ikadina nidis tmei yashivas yomim, he said that as mechadish in a different place that the din of shivas yomim. It's not a zman the tumah, that the tumah is shivas yomim. Yisoy dina is that nidus is 7 days. There's a teva from the isha that she sees for 7 days. So that the nidus is shiva yomim. And therefore she's tumah for shiva yomim. Since nidus is for 7 days, therefore she's tumah for shivas yomim. Which bets him you see in the whole dina of yimei ziva, yimei nida, that there's a cheshbon of shivas yomim. So the Yisrael din that each is tummy 7 days is not as man and tummy, like Tumas Meis, that she's tummy Shivas Yomim. It's because in the machs of Isha, the cycle of Isha, there's a cycle of 7 days. So if so, maybe we can be mechadish that the Shivas Yomim is not dependent on the Chalois Tumah. The Shivas Yomim is dependent on the Shivas Yomim you may need us. And after the Shivas Yomim of Yemei Nidus ends, she's tar, even if she didn't have a Chalois Tumah for 7 days. And if Rashi holds that B'negeya, the Yemei Nidus, the Isha is a Nida, she gives up blood, she's running blood, that's not dependent, that you have even by a Kesem, you also have the Nidus Shaboy you have. So then, although the Kesem was not metame her, afal pikein should become tar after 7 days from the Kesem, because it ended in May Nidus. And although you didn't have 7 days of Tumah, but the 7 days of Nidus ended. And just like we said before in Rashi, the Rashi holds again, Pesach Nidusa. It's dependent on Re'iyah, not on Re'iyah, but Tamis. So to negate the Tumah Shilas Yomim, we don't need 7 days of Tumah, as long as the May Nidus passed, it's Pachad Tumah. I know it's a Chiddush Nifla, but if it will be correct, will be a tremendous yishuv to the whole Rashi that Enechanaim, the tomb of the Kesem, the Rabbanon, but Afa became it, we end off the Yimei Nidus from then. But that's the more saying. It's dependent on the Kesem Riyasa. It's only if you look at the Kesem as the Aschol of the Nidus. If you don't look at the Kesem as the Aschol of the Nidus, we don't see that this is the beginning of the Riyas Nidus, then you won't start counting the Yimei Nidus from then. If Toilet Kisim Riyasa, we see it as that's called the Minidis, then we'll start counting from then. There's one point, however, we still have to work out, that in every Kesem, which he mentioned in the Beis, there's a Sophic of La Negufa. A Sophic of La Negufa. Now, if it's a Sophic of La Negufa, this whole Lomdis won't help. This whole Lomdis that it's already started, the Nidis only helps if we're assuming for sure it came from a body. And the question is only, it's only Tom the Rabbanim, because he's missing Agosha, then you can say that the Nidus started. However, if there's a Sophic of La Negufe, who won't help us at all, this whole Lomdus. So, we're only correct what we're saying, if you can assume that over here, we don't have a Sophic of La Negufe, it's still the Rabbanim, because he's missing Agosha, the way we went and she just Rashi holds need Agosha, then we may suggest this Mahalach, that over here it's only the Rabbanim, because of the Chisar Nagosha, but after it became, and he gave the Cheshbon of Yemei Nidus, we start Cheshboning from the Kesem, Saldot Samatameh, but the 7 days of Nidus started, and as long as the Isha ends the 7 days of Nidus, she becomes Tar, even though she didn't have 7 days of Tumah. It's very interesting, the Rosh, in places of Rosh, he asked the Kasha, Ke'en Rabban's Kasha and Rashi, that how can you start counting? You may from the kesem. It's only a kesem, but the way he asked the kasha is he asked as follows: how can you start counting from the kesem? Ema kesem almosoi. Maybe the kesem came in alma. Maybe it didn't come from her body. And the way he answers the kasha at the end is he wants to make a kimta. We're talking about over here a kesem, which is bisman vesta. And since it's Mizram Veste, Yeshag Laim Dovor, that the Dam came Migufa, Vada Migufa also, Nami Alme, although a normal Kesem, a Mustapi came Alme, since it's Mizram Veste, and she didn't pass by Shuk Shal Tabachim, and after she saw Dam, Tarich Meisleis, Vada Migufa also. So it's very interesting, Rosh, he's saying the svara that over here there's extra svara to say that it came migufa, but he only asked the kasha migufa. Why didn't he ask the kasha al sichisor and hagosha? And that his teretz won't help at all. His whole teretz is only a teretz to say that it's vada migufa nami alma. Why didn't he ask the simple kasha? You're missing hagosha. L'chutz apel in the rosh. And to say the rosh holds like the city tiretz chiddush, that there's a shita city showing the hold that you don't need hagosha, it's only a din of Nigufa, at a tremendous chiddush, we don't hold the halacha. It's hard, it's kosher ma'oi to say the Rosh holds, there's no din of agosha. However, if you'll say what we were saying before in Rashi, that when it comes to the Shivas Yimei Nida, we don't need at all Tumas Nida. All we need is Shivas Yimei Nida. So therefore, the Rosh never had the problem of agosha. Hagosha takes away you don't have Tumas Nida. However, you already started the Shivas Yimei Nida. The Rosh was only bothered by this problem. But if it's not Megufa, so you didn't start the Shivas Yimei Nida either. And that the Rosh is answering, that we're talking about a case, we have a Raglayim Adovar that tells us that's not Me'alme, say it's Megufa. And even after that, the Tum is only Rabbanah, because you're missing Agosha. But that's not a problem. When it comes to 7 days, we don't have to count 7 days of Tumah, rather 7 days of Nidus, as long as we know for sure it's Megufa. This is a suggestion which I would like to mitzia. If anyone has anything to moist, if any of the shayma yashir, I am more than happy to hear the mevar if this may be a correct chiddush. The Rishonim, which are bought by Rashi, have a hold of him, Halach and Esfugia. I don't want to be marachin it. I am Beramban and Berashbe. Toysfist, they have a whole different Halach. Hati Mevar, the words of the, of Rav Nachman. Mesak Hilchisal Deziva, Panima Abbas Chisal Deziva. Toysfist has one Halach, and the Ramban and Berashbe another Halach. Let's continue on in this Sugya. Boy made of Zayde, made of Asi. Ksom Tzichin Hefsek Taire, Oiloi. To Ksom need Hefsek Taire. So Rashi's Mavur, the Pshat's as follows. Every Nida, in order for her to become Tor, she needs 7 days to pass, even if she's seeing the whole time. However, if she wants to be with her husband afterwards, we have to know that the dam stopped running, because otherwise we would be machzik, if she was continuously seeing dam, we have to be mechui to be choishish, that the dam is still running and she became tame again. So we have to have a hefsik taire that tells us that she stopped seeing. This is Mavur Lehagin, the Gemara from Gimel with Aleph. The Gemara says, "Uma ilanida shelo yefrisha v'tahayre min aminichla ma'ile lo yitahay b'cheskas t'meya." Anida, Rashi explains, "Shelo yefrisha v'tahayre b'shvi shelo yibodka b'in hashmosis lo yitahay b'cheskas t'meya ve'ena te'elis le'erev." So the klal is that she has to have a hefsek tahayre in order to be masked that she stops seeing, and therefore we not mechuyim to be choishes she had another ri'iyah. So now, the question of the Gemara is, do by a kesem also need a hefsek taire? Meaning to say, each one became tummy through a kesem, do you also need to have a hefsek taire or not? Why should a kesem be different? What's the mokum asaf a kesem should be different? So there's two ways to explain it. Either you could say, since kesem is only rabbonon, so not so machmir, or you could say, even if kesem be didaisa, the actual ches kasiroya is weaker. She didn't see a proper ear, she wasn't flowing blood, it was only kesem ba'alme. So maybe we're there, we're not as machmir to be choishish that she continued seeing, and you don't need hefsek taira. However, let's say if an isha made a bedika with an aid, and she saw blood, which the rear did aisa, would you not need over there a hefsek taira after 7 days? If you're going to say the beer at the bottom over here is not because it's rabbanon, rather because she wasn't flowing blood, then even by a bedikas aid, which is a tumdei da'isa, we should also say that you don't need a hefsek taira. That sounds like a big chiddush. So therefore, it's more mistabit to learn, like the first malach, that the more shai is a specific shai by ksamim, since the tum is only tumdei rabbanon, it's only a question of the rabbanons. So therefore, we're not as machmir. The Gemara brings a raya from the following. Rav Asi was saying, "Toyle kisabri also me eis leis divrei Rebbe." So Rav Asi said, "Over machloek said Ishlokish Rebbe Yechonon. Ishlokish said that how she toyle kisabri also is only if there's a badika afterwards. If there's no badika, you're not toyle kisabri also." Rashi says, "What does that mean? Only if there's a badika?" So Rashi says a fascinating pshat over here. Adover niflam oid ma'oid. Rashi says, "Da'am shetoyle kisabri also," which Rashi learns that means to say that after 6 days of Riyah's dam, we should really go to the mikveh because we start counting the 7 days of Nida from the kesem. Is only if after the 6 days of Riyah she made a hefsek taira, meaning she was showing that it ended the 7 days. Then we start counting from then. But let's say she didn't make hefsek taira, then she'll need another day. And Rashi explains that if she didn't make hefsek taira on the sixth day of the Re'iyah, which is 7 days to the Kesem, then gal yadaito the miyoyim riyosa nakta minyana dido. She was gal, made a gili das that she was first counting her 7 days from the Re'iyah, not from the Kesem. And since she made a gili das, therefore we cannot start counting Yemei Nida from the kesem, only from the Re'iyah. Her gili das that she was not counting from then, it makes that we cannot count from there. From then, that's what we're saying. Vuhusha bodko. The only time we tell the kiss somebody also in order to go to the mikveh after 6 days is at the end of the 6 days of the Re'iyah, which is 7 days of the kesem. She made a bedika. Then we can look at it as the Re'iyah started from the kesem. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Alf bicha loy bodka," and Rashi explains, "The came the choylit lois la begili dai to tali milse v'le musa de b'ochi." It's not dependent on her gili das is not maila umayrit. Says the Gemara, But a kapanah, we see over here clearly that you need to have sektaira, even though the first three was a kesem. You need to have sektaira. If you can say kesem, it's not need to have sektaira. So then there is no gilui das from the fact you didn't make a badika at the end of 6 days, which is 7 days from the kesem, because the kesem is not mechayev have sektaira at all. So it's a raya, but you need to have sektaira with some also. Now, before we get to the more raya back to us, that's a musik of Rashi. Like gilui das helps is something which is a plea in his cover, something which is so hard to understand. How could gilui das be maila moirid if we're saying that neither started from the kesem, one is her gilui das maila moirid klalu klal. Ulai, we may be aware that the need over here is that this kesem, this staining that she saw right before the ear, was the schola of her nidus, was the schola of that flow of blood of the nidus. So maybe if she's megal das, that means it was kimla begufa. She understood her body that kesem was not a schola of the nidus, and therefore I'll leave with the emes. If it's kimlo, that kesem was a separate thing, wasn't a part of the reis nidus, then in truth, we cannot start counting from then. So the gili das is a gili das that she knew by herself that her staining was not part of a nidus, rather, that was a kesem ba'alme. Achoponim, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from here that you need hefsek taya for a kesem. The Gemara is a Pelagadol, which places asks its kasha on Darka Shodashi. What's the whole style of kesem means hefsek taira? If the whole Re'iyah Matamis is a kesem, could we don't need hefsek taira? But what was the story over here? Over here in this case of Rebbe, she saw a kesem, and after she saw a proper Re'iyah. So over here, surely you'll need a hefsek taira. Over here, she had a proper Re'iyah. She came to me through a proper Re'iyah. So what does it help me? The Re'iyah started off with the kesem, but if it was a proper Re'iyah afterwards, then surely you need to have sektaira. The whole question of ksamim, tzrichan have sektaira. Ein tzrichan have sektaira is when the whole tumah is only coming about through the kesem, but now we had a proper Re'iyah afterwards. That's a pele gedoyle on Rashi. So Tosis Mikoyach this Shaila, this is a whole new beer in the Gemara Shaila, the Vzeder Shaila, Ksom Tzichem Hefsek Taire, Oiloi. The Gemara is not discussing at all this question whether a Kesem needs a Hefsek Taire before the Tefillah, like every need of, that's Poshit, that someone this week is discussing in Bechlal. Now it means as follows, it's going back to the Din of Toyle Kisembri also, which we said that if it's a Re'iyah after a Kesem, it's not Matam Mefreya. The Gemara is declaring there could be that which we say Toyle Kisembri also is only if there was a Badike between the Shasa Kibus and the Metzias HaKesem. Tzricha Hefsek Taire means there's a Hefsek Taire between the Kibus and the Re'iyas HaKesem. Then we say that thou, if she has a Re'iyah afterwards, we're now Matamu Mafreya. Says Toysus, Nila Far, Tzricha Hafsokas Taire ben HaKibus, the Metzias HaKesem. What does it mean to say? That once you had a Hefsek Taire, meaning to say you had a Badike between the Shasa Kibus and the Metzias HaKesem, so it already broke up that this kesem is not the kesem which was stopping so far back. So once you really had that bedika which stopped the mafreya of the kesem, so then it's easier to be meikel in this kesem and to say that now the Re'iyah afterwards should tell us nothing matame bechlal mafreya. But if you didn't have hefsek taira and this kesem is a kesem which was stopping all the way back to Shasa Kibus, so it's a kesem which has this, it wasn't broken, it's mafreya, so then doesn't help to the kisabri also. So that's the more shaila. Tzricha hefsek taira means in order to have the kula of toil and kisabri also, do you need to have hefsek taira that it was broken as it is, even before the toil kisabri also, you broke the mafreya, and only then helps toil kisabri also? Oiloi. And that's the pshat the Gemara says, Husha bodka means this halacha, that the only time it helps toilet kisabri also is only if there's a badike. If not, it doesn't help. Now there's a big problem if he dershal taisis. So the Mar is proving from what, from Avasi that you need hefsek taira. But Rabbi Yechanan said, afa pisha loy bodka. So adirabe, Rabbi Yechanan said, afa pisha loy bodka. So you do not have sektayra. So Taisin explains that the Gemara understood that it's not mistaber machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechiel is going so far whether you need have sektayra or not. The kuli almani have sektayra. No, Reish Lakish says v'hu shabbat means you only tell the kisse but also if there's a badike close to the re'iyah. Close to the Metzias HaKesem. If there's a Badik close to the Metzias HaKesem, so then the Metzias HaKesem, it's Mafrega broken Akadikach, that was a Badik close to the Metzias, only then are you Toil Kisim B'Yosa. If Yechanan says, Abishlei Balkim means even though you weren't Badik close to the Metzias HaKesem, as long as somewhere between the Shasakibus and the Metzias HaKesem is a Badike, then you broke the Mafreya, then it helps the Toil Kisim B'Yosa. The Maris sees him here, the Kuli Alme, the Toil Kisim B'Yosa is only Betziruf, the fact that there was some Badike. If there was no Badike at all, you don't say that Allah of Toil Kisim B'Yosa. Now, Rashi couldn't explain Toysis Pshat, because in Rashi's Mavur, Toil Kisim B'Yosa is a Vadait, it's a Dindu Raisa. Toysis is going with Fidai, because Toil Kisim B'Yosa is only a Safik. So then you could say you only make on Toil Kisim B'Yosa only with seed of that which we broke from Afreya as it is through a Badike. But if he died, Shadash, Toil Kisim B'Yosa, the Reis of the Kisvore, so therefore there would be no Mokam Bechlal to say as an Afkamin if he had a Badike or not. And therefore Rashi had to learn a hold of him Shat in the Gemara. Rashi, if he died, was not able to learn the Derech Shal Toysis. Of course, the back to the Kasha of Toysis and Rashi, that's a Pelag Adoyle. I do not have a yishuv how to be Asher Rashi. Well, how can we prove from here Tzichem Hafsek Taire? If over here there was an Iye after the Kesem, Vitzorich Iyun Godel. We mentioned earlier in this year the Mahalach of the Sidei Taire. The Davos Rashi says that you start counting you may need this from the Kesem, even though generally Kesem is only the Rabbanon, but over here since you have a total Kesem B'Yosa, that's a reglaim of to say that this Kesem was really, there was a Goshadi, it's Megufa, and has the same din as we had before in the Nunbezim Abbeis, when you have two Re'iyas. And after the Kesem, that the Yushanim says a reglaim of and actually holds even a little bit the Emmet is a reglaim of so too we here have a reglaim of We asked on the Sidei Taire, Rashi says clearly over here, but also in the Sugya, that it's the Kesem is only the Rabbanon. But I was oimer afterwards as bechlal not shver, because Rashi is discussing whether if you want him a time on the freya, I mean to say you don't want to use toil kisim b'riyosa. You want him a stopik, maybe came from beforehand. So that Rashi is saying that to say toil kisim b'riyosa is a kula, because you mafkia from kesim d'rabbanon. That's for sure. But you don't have toil kisim b'riyosa. The two ones kesim is om d'rabbanon. But that could still be correct what the Sidei Taire says. And actually, the Aruch Lanei also wants to say it, that after Toil Kisim B'Yosa, then it becomes a Kesem, which is, when I told you, Rabbi Sebra Gleimdorf, to say that this Kesem is a part of the Re'iyah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.